This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 378, down 1.25. July corn, 385.75, down 1.5. September corn, 393.5, down 1.5. May soybeans, 953.5, down 18. July soybeans, 958.25, down 18.25. August soybeans, 957.25, down 18.25. May wheat, 518.75, down 7.5. July wheat, 517.5, down 6.25. September wheat, 525.5, down 6.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Thursday afternoon. Lower than expected soybean exports caused the drop in soybean prices, even though the USDA lowered the soybean carryout. Corn showed minor weakness as the USDA raised the U.S. and world ending stocks, and favorable weather in the Plain States weighed on wheat prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at $3.50 to $3.73. Soybean bids 16 to 17 lower at $9.20 to $9.37. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny lower at $3.48 to $3.74. Soybean bids down 18 cents at $9.33 to $9.53. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 2 lower at $3.63 to $3.81. Soybean bids dropped 18 cents at $9.34 to $9.59, and wheat bids down 5 to 8 cents at $4.30 to $4.86. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 16 to 18 lower at $9.66 to $9.74. Bases ended steady to 2 cents higher, ranging from 12 to 20 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $3.17.10 to $3.40.10. That's down $7.80 per ton, with basis steady, ranging from 5 to 28 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down a penny at $3.75 to $3.92, with basis steady, ranging from 3 under to 14 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids a penny higher at $3.74 to $3.77. Basis ended 2 cents higher for the day at 4 under to 1 under the May. Soybeans dropped 16 to 18 cents at 951 to 957, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 3 under to 3 over the May. And new crop wheat prices on Thursday down 5 to 6 cents at $5 to 508, with basis steady to a penny higher at 18 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at $3.94 to $3.95. These same elevators dropped their soybean bids by 16 to 18 cents with quotations at $9.76 to $9.77. Soft wheat down 7 to 8 cents at $5.19 to $5.26. And Milo ended the day 1 to 2 lower at $4.43 to $4.44. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.62 to $3.74. New crop soybean bids $8.87 to $9.19. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.59 to $3.75. New crop soybean bids were at $9.07 to $9.25. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from $3.62 up to $3.78. New crop soybean bids at $8.93 to $9.19. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $4.78 up to $5.06. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 161.80, up 25 cents. June live cattle, 151.57, up 12 cents. August live cattle, 148.67, up 12 cents. April feeder cattle, 216.47, up 25 cents. May feeder cattle, 213.70, up 22 cents. August feeder cattle, 215.02, up 10 cents. April lean hogs, 62.10, down 20 cents. May lean hogs, 70.50, up 27 cents. June lean hogs, 76.80, down 30 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 9th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 5 cents higher in the range of $49 to $60, with a weighted average carcass price of $57.92. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 32, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 35, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 6 weights and up 35 to 40. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $36 to $40. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,591 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 810 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160 to 168. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 149.50 to 160. And choice slaughter heifers were 160 to 170. They also had some feeder cattle, starting with some bucket calves. Weights 75 to 120 pounds were bringing 270 all the way up to 650. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights were 270 to 295. And Holstein steers, four weights were 220-250 to 230. Now moving on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 552 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 163 to 168. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 144 to 150.25. Choice slaughter heifers, 162 to 165.25. On to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 137.25 to 146, with some high dressing at 157. Breakers were 102.50 to 110, with the high dressing 112 to 118. Boners were 101.50 to 109, with some high dressing at 110.50 to 115. Leans were 91.50 to 99.50, and the high dressing 102 to 108. They had slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, average dressing 127.50 to 136, with some high dressing at 144. Bulls 1,600 pounds and up were 127.50 to 135, and high dressing 140 to 143. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 286 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $66.14, and that was 50 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $258.39, that was 75 cents lower, with select carcasses at $252.43. That was $1.40 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 98,000. That compared to 103,000 last week and 112,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000. That compared to 428,000 last week and 403,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll hear about a meat recall and also about the price of gasoline over the summer. That's coming up after this. The U.S. Energy Department forecasts the lowest summertime gasoline prices in 6 years, about $2.45 per gallon, with gasoline and diesel about a dollar per gallon less than last summer, and natural gas more than 60 cents cheaper per 1,000 cubic feet. American Farm Bureau Senior Economist Bob Young.
Good news for agriculture. You'd like your cost to be down when your output prices are down as well, and that just kind of helps things move along. they're looking at the gasoline prices to run this summer, you know, a full dollar a gallon lower than they were last year. They're looking for diesel prices to be down, maybe not quite a dollar, but almost a dollar from where we were last summer.
Natural gas prices are also down, but not enough yet to make a difference in fertilizer costs.
Those prices are certainly a lot more reasonable than they were a few years back. But I don't know that these kind of short-term fluctuations in natural gas prices are going to drive that much change in fertilizer costs. We're also facing a lot of competition on a global basis for those fertilizers as well.
While fertilizer plants that closed when natural gas prices soared a few years ago have not reopened. Electricity prices are also not expected to fall for now, and Young says new administration clean coal rules won't help.
The more you do to add to regulatory cost, the tougher it's going to be for these companies to produce electricity. It's just going to drive that much more of a shift toward natural gas as well. And when you think about what that does to us long term, whether it's domestic gas prices, natural gas prices, or international gas prices, as our domestic natural gas prices go up, you've got to think that that pulls global prices along with it to a certain extent.
And while U.S. agriculture today is much more efficient than even 10 or 15 years ago, Young says it is still a very energy-intensive industry. It appears U.S. hog farmers have done a good job of learning to control a disease in their herds. However, as Todd Gleason reports, it's cost them plenty.
PEDV stands for Porcine Epidemic Diarrhea Virus. Now, the disease showed up in U.S. hog herds around the nation beginning in 2013. Last year's winter, not this past one, but the previous one, was really awful for hog farmers. One morning, they could check nurseries and find everything warm and cozy, but then, by the end of the week, PEDV could kill every piglet and there was no way to stop it. But the largest impact on baby pig death losses was from late 2013 into the summer of 2014. USDA counts pigs in an effort to get a better handle on the available supply. PEDV, it appears, says Purdue Extension Ag economist Chris Hurt, threw a great big statistical anomaly into those numbers.
We can note that the summer of 2014 is when these current inconsistencies in USDA numbers prevailed. The numbers that producers reported to USDA certainly could have been influenced by the concerns they had over the impacts of PED back at that time.
Notably, the impact of PEDV on the number of pigs per litter appears to have been smaller this winter compared to the previous winter. In the winter of 2014, the number of pigs per litter was down about 7% from trend. In the recent winter, the number of pigs per litter was only about 2% below trend. USDA is still coming to grips with the PEDV anomaly in its reports. It will fix itself over time as farmer-reported figures are no longer influenced by the scare factor of PEDV. I'm Todd Gleason.
Dutch Valley Meats, an Illinois-licensed establishment located in Arthur, is recalling approximately 2,400 pounds of ham loaf due to misbranding and undeclared allergens. Illinois Department of Agriculture, or IDOA, Bureau of Meat and Poultry Inspection, announced the recall because the product contains wheat, a known allergen, which is not declared on the product label. The product subject to recall was sold as a 2-pound oven-ready loaf in an aluminum pan wrapped in white butcher paper and labeled Ham Loaf Oven Ready. The packaging bears the establishment number 326 inside the Illinois Mark of Inspection. The ham loaves were produced on various dates from April 1, 2013 through February 9, 2015 and sold in Douglas and Champaign counties to retail establishments. IDOA discovered the potential health hazard during a routine inspection. Neither the IDOA nor the company has received any reports of illness due to the consumption of the recalled product. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness should contact a healthcare provider. Consumers who have questions about the recall can contact the plant's representative, Lauren Yoder, at 217-543-3354. It's a little difficult to say how much farmland values have changed from their recent peak. Farmers National Company's real estate relations coordinator and appraisal manager, Terry Jensen, says there is a lack of land on the market.
Investors have an interest in land. I think a lot of them think that land prices are going to, you know, kind of fall off, and that'll be the opportunity for them to get involved. Some areas of the country, you know, premium quality land, we are still seeing premium quality prices being paid, and even in some areas, prices going up. But then in other parts of the country, if it's not that premium quality land, we are seeing some prices have dropped anywhere from 5 to 10 to 20%.
Jensen thinks land rents will catch up with that at some point.
I haven't seen those huge drops in rents, you know, like I think people thought that we would see. And I think it's just too early for that. We saw some rents go down, you know, $25 an acre or $50 an acre, but I haven't seen that here at FNC. You know, haven't heard that we've had farmers or operators who just let it go back and the farmer had to find somebody else.
Jensen says Farmers National Company has had a very active spring with a lot of auctions, as have other companies, and she's also seeing more private treaty sales than in the past. The Macoupin County Farm Service Agency office wishes to remind farmers who have failed crop acreage, for example wheat, that they must file a CCC 576 Notice of Failed Crop Acreage in a complete FSA 578 crop acreage report at the county FSA office before disposition of the crop. If the crop is insured by crop insurance, the producer must provide documentation of failed crop inspection and determination by crop insurance before the county FSA committee can approve the failed acreage request. For additional questions on 2015 failed crop acreage, you can contact the Macoupin County FSA office at 217-854-2626. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.